Hey everyone, Mark Samuel, episode 20. Talking about the I Give Back program that we started day one, where we wanted to provide some of our profits to local youth organizations. And I finally found a real purpose for it. It always bothered me that we had intent to provide some of the profits to organizations, which we would come to recognize at some point, whether it be locally or, nationally. We've done stuff like that with previous brands, worked with Boys and Girls Clubs and donated backpacks and things of that nature, but there was nothing defining for it. And so a story is, one of my friends from middle school, I've watched her have to deal with her young daughter having cancer. And I feel like this has been going on for a couple years. I have followed it through social media and getting updates there. It's just heart-wrenching. As a parent, it's heart-wrenching. And as a friend, it's heart-wrenching. And there was nothing comparable to it when I would get the updates or get a sense of what was going on. There really was nothing that I could compare it to as far as my empathy, that my deep sorrow and compassion. And I honed in on that. I wanted to really find out what was, what we could possibly do there. Where could we help support there? Maybe that's where the I Give Back program would find itself. But it finally did. It found itself because I had noticed a Spider-Man character in some of the photos, and the impact, I could feel the impact through the photos, and I just had to know who it was. I had to know, was he part of an organization? Was he independent? How could I get information about him? And so I reached out to my friend who knew exactly who I was talking about, and I got her blessing first. I told her what my thoughts were, what I wanted to do, and she was all for it. She knew the person. His name is Ricky Mena. He has an organization called Heart of a Hero. And fast forward to a couple weeks ago where I had my first phone call with him, and it was unlike anything I had experienced before. The phone call, his whole aura, his communication, his thought process, his reasoning, everything hit home. I mean, I was emotional on the call. We weren't even necessarily talking about some of the things that he had seen or been a part of, although it was part of the conversation. But the entire call had feeling and meaning to it. And I knew that that was what we were supposed to be doing. So he actually came into our office today. I met him in person, and it was exactly the same thing. This guy is from heaven. He is made to do this. He is made to go into these hospitals and provide these sick kids a moment of happiness. And I want to get behind that. And I want Organics to get behind it. And that's what we are going to be doing. So starting in January, we're going to be putting 100% of our attention, 100% of our I Give Back program to supporting him, supporting Ricky Mena and the Heart of a Hero organization. And, we can't wait to see what comes of it. So I hope your week is going well. I would define this as being true purpose. We finally have true purpose for the program, and I can't be more excited. Hope your day's going well.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.